The U.S. and Iran are trading claims about the most recent flare-up of tensions between the two countries in the Persian Gulf. A senior Trump administration official says the U.S. government has evidence that an Iranian drone was shot down and destroyed yesterday by the USS Boxer as it approached the ship. Tehran disputes that and says all of its drones are accounted for. But this comes less than a month after Iran shot down an unmanned American drone over the same waters, the Strait of Hormuz. Jim Walsh is Here and Now's security analyst. He's with MIT's Security Studies program, and he joins us now. Jim, good to see you.
Good to see you, Eric.
So another day, another drone incident. I mean, not to make light of it, but is this a significant escalation of the tensions between the U.S. and Iran, or just more of the same?
I don't think it's an escalation. I do think it's a reminder. It's a reminder that on any given day, with the Strait of Hormuz packed with ships and reconnaissance drones and everything else, that you can have an accident, and sometimes accidents escalate. But I would say in this case, you know, it's all pretty calibrated. Everyone gets to say what they want. We get to say that we shot something down or destroyed it. They're saying they didn't lose one. So everyone wins in this. They get what they need. They get what they want.
Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, spoke to Steve Inskeep on Morning Edition today. Let's take a listen.
What we can do is to resist U.S. sanctions. Right now, our economy is suffering less than last year because the United States has continued and we have gotten used to it. Our currency is stabilizing. The growth rate is improving. The jobless rate is improving.
Jim, Zarif, is he downplaying the effects of the economic sanctions President Trump reimposed last year when he pulled out, of the nuclear deal? I mean, isn't he spinning a bit here?
I think there is a bit of spin. I had a chance to spend 2 hours in a closed-door meeting with the foreign minister in New York City earlier this week. I've known him for almost 20 years. I've seen him, more than a dozen times.
What was your big takeaway from that meeting?
Well, I was surprised. I expected him to be a little dour or to be a little grumpy or whatever. And he wasn't. And it was not only demeanor, but what he was saying. Really, for the first time in a while, and you heard it in his public comments, there seemed to be a slightly more conciliatory tone, a slight opening to the notion that there could be dialogue or negotiation. And also, to some surprise, the president also took a softer tone, emphasizing he didn't want a war, talking about progress being made, although I don't expect much. So that was the surprise this week, that as things on the ground continued to move in the wrong direction at the highest levels of both governments, the tone was actually improved.
So you did see a little bit of an opening for diplomacy there. Yet Zarif told Morning Edition the U.S. can start a war but can't end it. He seemed to hint that this could be getting closer to an actual military confrontation. That's a real concern.
Oh, absolutely. I've been warning about this for months now. Yeah. We're on a track where eventually someone's going to make a mistake or a miscalculation. And I mean, we came close to launching an attack before. The president rescinded that authorization. That's as close as you can come. And now we're looking forward to every 2 months, Iran is going to make a new announcement, each one more consequential than the previous one, about how they're going to pull back from the restrictions of the nuclear deal. Each time they do that, September 6th, November 6th, there'll be a reaction. And that's assuming nothing else happens. No more tankers are disabled. No more drones are shot down. So I think if the words have changed, which is great. But if the actions, if the policies remain the same, maximum pressure and then pushback by the Iranians, then eventually something's going to give.
Iran has at least twice breached the terms of the nuclear deal. The U.S. has pulled out of it. Remind us the sort of overall state of this deal right now.
Yeah, I think there's some confusion about this. And what I would urge people to remember is you can only murder someone once. So when the U.S. Pulled out of the deal, and said it wasn't going to do what it promised, Iran is then, is not compelled to stay in a deal where it's not getting what it was promised. At that point, it can stay in the deal if it wants to. It can pull out. It has leverage. And so far, it has stayed in. It stayed in the deal, and the Europeans have been feverishly trying to come up with something to keep them in and not really making that great progress on it. So now, the Iranians have shifted strategy from sort of lying low to pushing back. And that's why we're getting these announcements every 2 months about defections. They say they can reverse them. All this is reversible. They say they want to stay in it, but it is beginning to fray.
And the Europeans seem to be slow walking or dragging a bit on creating some kind of, maritime security force. What's going on there?
Well, I don't think people want to pour a lot of gunboats into a region that's already ripe for a conflict. So we want to reduce the chances that something could go awry, not increase them. And so if we have a lot of ships that are boarding other ships or pulling them over, that just takes one sailor to make a mistake and you can be off to the races. So I think they, as is the European way in general, they're looking to take this one step at a time.
We'll be watching. Jim Walsh is here now, security analyst. Jim, thank you.
Thank you.
He's with MIT's Security Studies Program.